Forces loyal to Yemen's former regime say ground troops from Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates are assisting them in the fight against Ansarullah. Former regime loyalists say the foreign troops have been supporting them in their offensive to seize Yemen's largest airbase, Al Anad. They say a military brigade from the UAE landed in the southern city of Aden just days before the offensive was launched on Monday. They brought with them tanks and other armored vehicles. Now, troops loyal to Yemen's fugitive former president Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi claim that they've seized the base, but Ansarullah fighters and allied army troops say they've repelled the attack and remain in control. Al Anad Air Base is located in Lahij province, north of the strategic city of Aden. Activist and political commentator Hossein Al-Bukhaiti joins us now from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Sir, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on the recent announcement and revelation basically made by forces loyal to Yemen's former regime, stating that Saudi Arabia and UAE are in fact assisting them in the fight against Ansarullah in Yemen.
In the last 2 or 3 days, there was an entire UAE tank brigades and armed vehicles landed in Aden, and as well over 1,000 Saudi and UAE soldiers, because those tanks and armed vehicles, they are new and modern tanks, and it's hard for any Hadi militia to use those tanks. And they launched yesterday one of the biggest attacks on the southern area of Al Anad Air Base. And just you have to know that Al Anad Air Base is over 15 kilometers long, so it's really a huge base, one of the largest in Yemen. But the attack, they failed in their attempt to control Al Anad Air Base. And as well, there were about 15 UAE tanks and armed vehicles were destroyed. And hopefully tonight Al Masira TV, Houthi TV, will broadcast footage and images of these destroyed tanks and this failed attempt.
Mr. Al-Bukhaiti, is there nothing that the international community and the United Nations can do to stop the bloodshed in Yemen?
I mean, of course, if the international community really willing to stop this bloodshed, they could force the Saudi. They will have pressure on the Saudi and on the coalition. But we know that most of powerful country who are in control mainly of the UN Security Council and the UN as well, like the United States, France, Britain, and European Union, they are in favor with this attack against Yemen. They are helping the Saudi with the intelligence. They are helping the Saudi with the blockade against Yemen. And as well, lately, the Saudi has announced that there will be no flight going to Sana'a Airport. As well, they will shut down Al-Hudaydah port, one of the main ports in Yemen. And it seems to be that the international community is silent against this, so they are in favor of it. And we have to know that during this over 4 months now, it's going to be 5 months of the Saudi aggression against Yemen, there were billions of dollars in arms deals between the Saudi and the Gulf state, and as well the French government, the British and the American. So those powerful countries are making money from this bloodshed in Yemen. And of course, they don't want it to stop because those countries need a war for their economy and for their weapons manufacture to continue making money.
Thank you very much, sir. Activist and political commentator Hossein Al-Bukhaiti joining us from Sana'a.